You're with SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio, bumibisita mula Sydney para sa Melbourne Food and Wine ang Filipino Food Movement. Mga taga Sydney na mga Pinoy na mahilig kumain, magsulat tungkol sa pagkain at magluto. Hannah, magandang umaga.
Magandang umaga po.
Erica, magandang umaga.
Hello.
Will, kamusta?
Kamusta, magandang umaga.
Yan, salamat sa panahon mo at hindi na siya bago. Nakasama na natin siya ilang beses dito. Si Anna Manlulu, kamusta? Adobo
Mabuhay.
Down Under. And Jennifer.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, una muna, Anna, ano yung Filipino Food Movement?
Yung Filipino Food Movement is a non-profit organization. We're based in Sydney. We're just a group of passionate, committed Filipinos, second generation, first generation migrants who want to push Filipino food forward into mainstream.
Pag sinabi mong mainstream, ibig sabihin outside ng...
Outside of the Filipino community.
Yeah.
So we want non-Filipinos to taste our food. We want them to know that it's approachable. It's not difficult to cook at home. You know, like some people would cook Thai, like a pad Thai at home. And easily anyone can cook adobo because they have the staple ingredients in their pantry.
So, ginagawa mo to sa pamamagitan ng mga blogs mo, hindi ba?
Yes, I was doing that with my blogs before. But when I thought about putting together people who had the same commitment and have the same passion with Filipino food, and it just took off.
So yung bumubuo nito, madami kayo, hindi ba? Hindi lang kayong lima.
Yes. We're growing. We started really small, and then we invite people to be members.
So pwede kang mahilig magluto, mahilig kumain, may negosyo sa pagluto,
yes,
or may blog, di ba?
Yes.
So, Jennifer, you grew up in Australia, in Sydney.
I have, yes.
So, what was your first memory of Pinoy food?
My mom cooking adobo in the kitchen.
So, kailangan adobo talaga, hindi ba? Pag pumunta ka sa ibang bansa, adobo talaga yung unang niluluto. Tama ba, Anna?
I think so. That's why adobo down under.
So, when your mom was cooking adobo, the first time mo siyang naamoy, or the first time you smelt it, what did it feel like? Do you remember?
It went through the house, and that smell of vinegar.
It stuck to your clothes?
Yeah,
and garlic.
And the garlic rice.
And what did you, and when the first time, you know, you tasted it, do you remember?
No.
But do you have, does your mom, do you cook adobo at your home now?
No, I don't.
Because of the smell?
Yeah. Well, you know, I love dining out, so.
Okay, so you don't cook as much at home, but you would still eat adobo.
That's right.
Nalaman natin through the years na madami pala yung klase ng adobo.
Yes, 7,100 islands and 7,100 versions.
Kasi growing up, yung version ko lang ng adobo, yung masabaw.
Yeah.
Diba? Yung lalagay mo pa siya sa kanin para madami kang titipirin mo yung adobo tapos bubuhos mo yung sauce sa kanin
rice
para mabusog ka. So what was your version of adobo, Erica?
Well, my mother always made it really soupy, like you were saying. So you had to have the rice with it. And I grew up with it, like, with pork and chicken. And I remember always having to pick the peppercorn out because I was always scared of biting into it because I never found the peppercorn. So, yeah, it was always soupy.
A picnic in the park and have adobo?
If adobo was served in the picnic, I definitely would, yeah.
With rice?
With rice.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Ikaw, Will, ano yung naalala mo sa paglaki mo dito sa Sydney?
Yes.
So ano yung unang lutuin na minulat sa'yo nung bata ka pa?
Very Cebuano sort of dishes because I was born in Cebu and was raised in Sydney. So, yeah, things like lechon. Things like
so masarap siguro ang lechon sa bahay niyo.
So we've been doing it for almost 30 years.
Wala ka namang high blood?
I walk a lot. Exercise. You have to walk it off.
Cebu, lechon, yes. Chicharon.
Chicharon, humba, which is your version of adobo in Manila.
Yeah, na matamis.
Yes.
Na may itlog.
Yes, exactly.
Alam ko yan. Paborito namin yan sa bahay.
Yes.
So, ikaw, Hannah, iba ka sa kanila kasi you're into baking.
Yes, that's right.
So, ano naman yung nagpukaw ng interest mo? What got you into baking?
I've always loved going to, like, when I grew up in Manila, lagi po ako nagpupunta sa bakery, mga fresh pandesal, ensaymada, Spanish bread. And growing up here, madami po akong pinanood na baking shows, and I'm really passionate about Filipino food, so I was like, what better way to combine both and just like show everyone how good Filipino sweets are as well, and not just the same.
So ano yung unang binake mo na sinabi mo na, ooh, ito yung obra maestra ko, ito yung perfect?
That would be the Sansrubel Sylvanas.
Mahirap yun ah, mabusisi. Oh,
it is, but because I do it a lot, it's gotten easier. But yeah, I just develop flavors that just shows how diverse Filipino desserts can be.
So I take it you like butter.
Yes, and sugar.
So, ano yung sa tingin mo na meron yung Pinoy food o lutuing Pinoy na parang hindi kasi siya masyadong napapansin? Masyado? Like, kung pumunta ka sa ibang bansa, sasabihin ng mga tao, ipunta tayo sa Chinatown, kaya tayong Chinese food. Or mag-pho tayo, Vietnamese, Thai. Pero bibihira yung magsabing, maghanap tayo ng Pinoy restaurant. So, what do you think?
I think that's the whole aim of our group is to make sure that when people think of like going to Chinatown and only eating a certain cuisine, they include Filipino cuisine in that mix. So being represented as part of Asian cuisine when you go to Chinatown, or, you know, when you go out to eat and, you know, not necessarily always thinking, oh, let's get Thai takeaway or let's get, you know, Vietnamese.
Adobo takeaway.
Adobo takeaway. That would be really cool, like on a, you know, regular night.
Tsaka, like napansin ko, kunyari sa mga fast food, mayroong fast food dito sa Melbourne na sabi namin na, doon ka bumili, para siyang Chicken Joy. So, lagi mong hinahanap yung lasa. Yeah. Pero wala pa talagang isang ano na pupuntahan, hindi ba? Wala pang isang lugar na, bakit kaya na sabing, uy, Pinoy yan, kilala yan?
I think it's because a lot of Filipinos, well, migrants, I'm speaking from the migrant perspective, you tend to cook everything at home. And if you're craving for something, you try and look for the ingredients and you try and make it at home. You don't look for a restaurant. And it's just a Filipino perspective. But if, for example, someone, me, a Filipino, go to a place, if I go to, for example, London, I want to try Indian food. So there's, a gap in that we want to fill. Not a lot of people, non-Filipinos, know about the cuisine. And from me personally, I think that how different Filipino food is from other Asian counterparts is that it's more colorful, it has more depth, and we haven't scratched the surface. It's not just adobo, it's not just pancit or lumpia or lechon. There's so many other dishes that we can introduce, and it's not out there. And we want that. We want to encourage other restaurants.
Tsaka iba yung amoy, di ba?
Yes.
Pag may niluluto ka, maamoy mo sa buong bahay, di ba? Hindi ka tulad ng pag magluluto ka ng roast, isa lang yung amoy niya. Pero pag kunyari nagluto ka ng sinigang, o di kaya ng pakbet, maaamoy mo yung bawat sangkap na nilalagay, di ba? Yes. Siguro, yun din ba yung parang gusto nyong maiparating na, kaya nga nasabi mo, marami, di ba, malalim yung lutuing Pilipino, Ana. So, yun ba yung isa sa mga bagay na gusto nyong ipakita? Kasi hindi lang naman isang, katulad din ng sa China, di ba, madami yung mga versions, madami, bawat rehiyon, iba-iba. So, paano kaya natin ipapakete or ipapackage na ito yung Pinoy food, hindi lang adobo?
I think restaurateurs or business owners, play a part in terms of i-promote nila yung mga dishes sa mainstream Australia. And when patrons or diners come to my restaurant and they ask, you know, what is lechon, sibu lechon? Well, it's charcoal roasted, but everybody knows what roast pork is. But what differentiates sibu lechon with the, you know, with the Western roast pork is that it's full of aromatics and flavors. It's full in flavor. When you cut it open and smell it, it's just bursting with, ano, with different sorts of aromas.
Yeah, kasi pag sinabi mo sa akin na sibu lechon, yun yung unang may isip ko. Hindi yung malutong na balat, kung hindi yung amoy nung lechon.
The aroma, yeah. Yeah.
Dahil kakaiba siya. Plus, paglao ng panahon, nag-iba na rin yung itsura nung kung pupunta ka sa mga restaurant kaya na nag-serve ng Pinoy food, yung sa mainstream, ikaw nila, meron silang lutuing Pilipino on the side. Like, kagabi pumunta kayo sa Rice Paper Sisters, iba yung plating na nila, di ba? Yeah. Iba na yung itsura. Sa tingin mo, ba nakakatulong yun? Hannah?
Yes, definitely. I think a lot of people are into modern fine dining. It's not really a trend, but like, our perceptions are adapting as years go by. So I think it attracts more people with how they present food.
Kasi nung lumalaki ako, pag sinabi mong kakain sa restaurant, isang bandehado yung isi-serve sa'yo, di ba? Tapos lahat ng pamilya mag-share kayo. Tapos wala lang, malinis lang yung bandehado na kalagay lang doon. Pero ngayon, like kung kakain ka sa isang, if you're gonna eat in a restaurant, Jennifer, it's in a small plate, it's served meticulously, like displayed meticulously in a way that sometimes you wouldn't want to eat it, right?
That's right.
How do you think has that affected or influenced the way we look at food?
As time goes by and people are watching cooking on TV, MasterChef, they're seeing a lot of other cuisines being presented to customers in restaurants in a modern way, garnished, looking very pretty. I think for Filipino cuisine, that's what we really need to do. Make it look pretty because we're so used to having like the curry curry in a bowl and that's it. And it just looks
round food.
Just looks orange or, you know, a very mono colour. So
with bagong on the side.
That's exactly right. So, you know, what we want to do is say to people wanting to cook Filipino food, let's make it really, you know, beautiful to look at so that everyone can see it and take joy in wanting to eat it. Because that's a lot of the time you're eating with your eyes.
That's right.
And, you know, if you see something and it looks appetizing, you want to eat it. So not only is Filipino food delicious, we want it to look great too.
Sa atin kasi sa mga Pinoy, di ba? Something you do to fill your tummy. So it's like a shared experience.
Yes, and it's different here because growing up, I guess in the Philippines, you're surrounded by all this sort of family-oriented sort of group. And in here, when my parents pumunta sila dito, they're quite busy working, trying to get ahead of life. So we learned to live also independently as children. And obviously that's how I learned cooking also, kind of forced as well to sort of cook dishes so that to help my parents, so that when they come home, you know, there's already kanin that's already sinaing and things like that. So,
panghuli, Hannah, ano yung ano mo? Sinabi nga nilang pagkain na kinakain mo para maramdaman mo na kung kunyari na homesick ka or nalulungkot ka, ano yung kinakain mo para mapunan yung kalungkutan?
It's always been sinigang for me. Growing up, my grandmother would always cook it and I would eat it coming home from school or in morning for breakfast. So it just brings a lot of memories when I eat sinigang.
What about you, Erica?
Yeah, I think the same, sinigang, and I always used to have it especially when I was sick or when it was really cold. Sinigang was
so always. Nagluluto ka ng sinigang?
Now, okay. Yeah, definitely.
Maliban sa lechon, Will, ano yung pagkain na kinakain mo pag, kunyari, namimiss mo yung magulang mo, yung kabataan mo, gusto mo maalala?
For me, it's humba and ngoyong. Yeah, it's like a spring
roll. Like nakikita yung ngoyong. Bago lang ba yun o dati?
No, in Cebu, it's been there for a long, long, long time. But it's not well known throughout the rest of the Philippines.
Nakakita ko siya ngayon sa social media yung ngoyong.
Ah.
So ano siya? Lumpia?
Yes, but it's dipped in like batter. So it looks like, the outside looks like it's the batter of the fish and chips, like, you know, that it has ridges.
Pero nirarap rin siya parang lumpia.
Yes.
Anong laman niya?
Singkamas. So it's more vegetarian. than meat.
Yeah. So crunchy, oily.
Yes. So Singa Mas, you can add bamboo shoots, for example, and then you have to have it with a dipping sauce, parang hot or spicy garlic gravy like sauce.
Ah, parang gusto ko yung humba. Masarap yan, lalo na pag winter.
Yes, with egg.
Yes, of course, syempre. Mas matagal sa fridge, mas masarap.
Exactly. Yes.
Ikaw, Anna?
It'll be chicken tinola for me. I grew up watching my grandmother go to the market, get a live chicken, skin it, you know. Before nose to tail, organic even started. She was already doing this... buying native chicken and she'll cook it. Even all the innards were served to the grandchildren. It was, I always remember that. I tell my kids that chicken tinola is amazing.
What about you, Jennifer?
Rice porridge.
Lugaw.
Aroscaldo.
Lugaw.
Yeah. Oh, you know.
Yeah. Yun yung hindi ko mahanap-hanap dito pag kumakain ako. Kahanap ako ng aros kaldo. Yung malapit na lang dun is congee. Pero hindi pa din.
See? It's something that you can do a seasonal menu with aros kaldo.
Aros kaldo.
And then champurrado as well.
Champurrado. So madami. Bago tayo magutom lahat. Anong susunod sa Pilipinas food movement?
We're planning some projects that we want to do this year. Some pop-ups that will happen in Sydney. We're trying to bring a documentary from the US entitled Ulam, the movie. A big festival that we want to do this year. So it's a lot of collaboration between the members, especially the restaurant owners at the moment. And
so para malaman saan sila pwedeng pumunta para ma-update sila sa mga happenings.
Well, they can visit our Facebook page, Filipino Food Movement Australia, and also on Instagram.
Kailangan ba taga Sydney ka para maging part ng movement?
No, absolutely not.
All around Australia.
Yeah. So ipapa express post ang ulam. Maraming salamat mula Sydney, Anna, Jennifer, Will, Erica, and Hannah.
Thank you.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.